Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is WWJ All Local.
A group of essential workers at a Wayne County nursing home walked off the job this morning. Let's go live to WWJ's Charlie Langton for the very latest. What's going on, Charlie?
I'll tell you what, Robert, I don't know if you can hear the protesters right now, but they are outside. The majority of the 100 healthcare workers are striking here at the Four Seasons Rehab and Nursing Home that's in Westland. They take care of about 60 to 70 patients, but according to the union healthcare spokesperson, Andrea Acevedo, they want a contract.
We're out here striking. We have been negotiating for over 2 years. These healthcare heroes have been working in this pandemic, and they deserve to have a fair contract, and they deserve to have fair wages, affordable health care, and great working conditions.
Now, those are the issues, apparently, and despite the rain, nobody from the Four Seasons Nursing Home is here to give a counter to what the strikers are saying, but they're out here, and they're not going to go to work until they get a contract. Reporting live here in Westland, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.
Michigan has had more than 7,000 deaths attributed to the coronavirus, and the number of confirmed cases could hit 150,000 in the state this week. Late last week, there were 1,000 people receiving treatment for the coronavirus in hospitals throughout the state. The most cases have been in long-term care facilities and nursing homes, along with schools and colleges. The health department reported over the weekend that 109,000 residents have recovered from the virus.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer's top medical advisor is testifying before a COVID-19 oversight committee today. What's going on? Details in this live report from our Lansing Bureau Chief Tim Skubik. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Roberta. This could be kind of grim later on this morning as Dr. Khaldun appears before this special Senate and House committee looking into the COVID situation. The numbers are just not good. We can remember at one time in the state there was an average of, count them, 152 cases a day. It's now over 1,000. In fact, the average over the last week has been 1,400 cases per day. Now, some people say that's because we're doing tremendous amount of testing, over 30,000 tests. If you test more people, you find more cases. There is some good news, I guess, if you look at the national average. The New York Times has a category of states with high cases and going higher. Michigan is not on that list, but all the other five states from the Great Lakes region are. Michigan is on the list with a lower caseload, but going up. Wrong direction. That will be the message, and a very concerned medical officer will tell the committee members we got to do something about this. Reporting live from Lansing, Tim Skubik for WWJ News Radio 950.
A tragedy is deepening for a local woman who lost her six-year-old daughter in a crash last week in Waterford Township. Now the woman's husband, Nick Malanchik, has now died from the crash. Their daughter, Riley, also died in the crash last week. The family had just bought a new car. The mom was driving it while Malanchik and Riley were in the other vehicle behind her. They had stopped for a light when a 28-year-old Waterford man slammed into them at a high rate of speed. Trevor Taylor is his name. His bond has been set at $1 million on charges of second-degree murder and other charges, too. A GoFundMe has been set up to help the woman, among other things, get a new car since both of her vehicles were lost in that crash.
Could a child's health as an infant determine a diagnosis of autism later on? Here's WWJ's health reporter, Dr. Deanna Lights.
Children with autism or attention deficit hyperactivity disorder tend to have more doctor and hospital visits during infancy than children without the conditions, according to a new report from Duke. Dr. Dana Cohen is the director of the Autism Evaluation Center at Beaumont Children's Hospital and isn't surprised by the findings.
Most children who are diagnosed with autism spectrum disorders, in hindsight, when parents look back, they say it's been very difficult to control them. It's been very difficult to understand their needs. Most of the kids that we diagnose have a longer medical record than kids that come in for other reasons.
From the Delta Dental Health Desk, Dr. Deanna Lights, WWJ News Radio 950.
Well, this is very sad about Sontiel Jenkins. She is battling cancer. The CEO of Thaw, the Heat and Warmth Fund, says on Facebook she has been diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer. Sontiel Jenkins says she's sharing the message in hopes that someone else can learn from it. She says she was more than 2 years behind on getting her mammogram.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.